Leader Dogs for the Blind. Update, Issue 2, November 2022. Honoring Veterans and First Responders. Narrated by Janet McBride. Message from the President. Greetings. As we near the end of 2022 and find ourselves amidst a busy holiday season, I am filled with gratitude for the many individuals who make up the Leader Dog community. I am grateful to our clients for trusting us to provide them with mobility instruction so they can travel safely and independently wherever their lives lead them. I am grateful to our staff, whose passion and dedication to delivering our services are beyond compare. I am grateful to our volunteers, who contribute their precious free time to raise puppies, host our breeding moms and dads, and help keep our campus running smoothly. I am grateful to Lions for founding Leader Dogs for the Blind and continuing to tirelessly fundraise and support our programs. I am grateful to you, our donors, who understand that your gifts allow us to provide our life-changing services day after day and year after year. Then there are those who are too often missed, the service members whose unselfish dedication allows us the freedom and safety to deliver the Leader Dog mission. Our veterans, defenders, and first responders make countless sacrifices for our country and our communities. This issue of Update honors these individuals and their place in the Leader Dog community. From our partnership with the Gary Sinise Foundation to veterans who are giving back to other veterans. I hope you enjoy reading this issue as much as I have. On behalf of the entire Leader Dog team, I wish you a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. As always, thank you for everything you do in support of Leader Dog as we continue to work together to make people unstoppable. Sincerely, Susan M. Daniels, President and CEO. Photo. Sue Daniels sits on a bench outside the Canine Center in a bright colored blazer, polka dot blouse, and gray slacks. A leader dog in training wearing a harness sits next to her. Photo. A young future leader dog wearing a blue bandana licks a person crouched down wearing a firefighter's uniform. The firefighter wears a black helmet that reads Rochester Hills, E1, Drouillard, and has their arms around the yellow lab. Cover photo. A woman wearing an army green sweater with buttons, brown and tan glasses, jeans, and a tan headband smiles. A German Shepherd sits on her left with a leader dog leather harness and tilts her head. Cover photos photographed by Michael Guimond of MG Photography and Design. Client Spotlight. Serving her fellow veterans, Jill Hinton Wolf. There are many people who interrupt their time at college, and just as many reasons why. For Jill Hinton Wolf, the reason was to join the U.S. Army. She was 19 years old and wanted to live a life of meaning and purpose, which she found in the service. Today, she finds purpose by helping fellow veterans successfully navigate college life at Grand Valley State University, GVSU, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. After completing her enlistment in 1998, Jill returned to college to obtain the degree in advertising and public relations she had begun 4 years earlier. In the years following graduation, Jill had a rewarding corporate career before starting her own business, all while successfully raising a family. Her life changed in 2017 after being unexpectedly diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, RP, during an ophthalmology appointment. Since then, Jill has lost most of her peripheral vision but maintains limited central vision. Never one to shy away from a new opportunity, Jill changed careers several years ago to become the first director of the Sekia Military and Veterans Resource Center at GVSU. In the position, she supports veterans and their dependents who have returned to college after their service has ended. Jill draws on her personal experience to help them navigate their transition to college and the civilian world. there is a big difference between arriving on campus fresh out of high school and arriving with life experiences that may include service overseas and combat, said Jill. Ultimately, my goal is to help our student veterans obtain their degree and begin a successful life that they have vowed to protect. Everyone at Leader Dogs for the Blind would like to thank all U.S. veterans who serve to protect our country. If you know a veteran or first responder who is visually impaired or blind and in need of the free services Leader Dog provides, please have them call us at 888-777-5332 or go to leaderdog.org/programs for more information. To read an informative article Jill wrote, titled, How Not to Be Awkward Around Your Disabled Colleagues/Students, go to leaderdog.org/blog. Quote, Kevin, my guide dog mobility instructor, has the second best job in the world. I have the best. Photo. A young woman stands in front of bunk beds and next to two long-sleeved shirts that say Army and are hanging on hangers. The woman is smiling and wearing a camouflage uniform, black boots, and a camo hat. Caption, Jill in Pensacola Army bunk. Photo, a woman is standing next to a park sign on a dirt hill with a few sparse trees. She's wearing a wide-brimmed summer hat, sunglasses, a tank top, and long pants with hiking boots. She is doing a thumbs-up sign. A German Shepherd is in harness at her side. Caption, on vacation with her leader dog, Hannah. Letters to Leader Dog. Thank you to Garrett and Danny for the support and encouragement. I'm so happy that I found this place from a support group and cannot believe I have not heard more about it. I bought some merchandise and plan to proudly wear it and advocate for this place. I love Leader Dog so much and love the people I was there with, and yes, the food is great. Overall, I feel love, encouragement, and support from everybody. Just amazing. I can't say enough about Leader Dogs for the Blind. Nicole M., Facebook post, October 2022, from Michigan. Photo, left to right. Danny, WMU student, Nicole, and Garrett, LDB O&M specialist. Danny is wearing a bright blue hoodie, jeans, and sneakers. Nicole is blonde and wears a peach shirt under a gray hoodie and holds a sign that reads, Congrats, you did it! Garrett is looking super happy, pointing to the sign. He wears a baseball cap, plaid blue and yellow shirt, and jeans. Thank you to Lynn, i.e., the godfather of O&M, as I fondly refer to him, and wonderful university student Maddie for the most transformative week of my life. I feel more confident in the white cane skills that will enable me to maintain my own self-reliance. Everyone at Leader Dog was so supportive and encouraging. There are not enough words to express how grateful I am to this organization and its donors. Thank you for giving me the experiences of the pull and feeling of walking with a leader dog as well. That was all it took. I'm hooked and will be back in the future, God willing, for a leader dog. Finally, thank you for the new friendships. It was truly a pleasure meeting all of you and being surrounded by others who get it. I'm so proud of everyone and so grateful for our paths crossing. Now, let's get busy with the business of living. Lori H., Facebook post, October 2022, from California. Photo, left to right. Lynn, LDB O&M specialist. Lori and Maddie, WMU student. Lynn is wearing a plaid green and white shirt, tan pants, and hiking shoes. Lori is wearing a light brown turtleneck sweater, black pants, and black sneakers. She is holding a white cane in front of her. Maddie wears a gray sweatshirt, jeans, and white sneakers. All three are smiling and standing in front of a white backdrop with blue and green Leader Dog logos. Hello, Tommy. I listened to the celebration ceremony today, and I wanted to express my gratitude to you, because with your help, my life is beginning to change. For the better. I am so thankful to you and everyone there at Leader Dog for being able to have the chance for life-altering opportunities and skills going forward in my extraordinary new journey in life. If I had not reached out, I definitely would not be where I am today and have the knowledge that I now have to confidently use my cane and to hopefully be approved for a guide dog in the future. So, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Sincerely, Kristen R. Photo. Kristen is pictured test driving a Leader Dog with GDMI apprentice Mary Skillman during Kristen's week of orientation and mobility. Kristen is wearing a rose-colored shirt, black jacket, and white sneakers. Mary is a young blonde woman wearing a blue shirt, dark blue jacket, and jeans. The Leader Dog in harness is a yellow lab. 15 years ago, I began my journey to receive my first Leader Dog, Callie. I learned what a Leader Dog is capable of. I just completed my journey with my third Leader Dog, Izzy. Izzy is energetic, curious, and well-disciplined in her work. After each journey, I learned a new perspective. I gained a greater perspective of what Leader Dog is all about, the commitment of the instructors and LDB staff, and a keen perspective of what having a Leader Dog means to my life. Having a Leader Dog provides opportunities that impact our work, education, and social environments. To all at Leader Dog, your commitment to us as clients and to the dogs you work with goes far beyond any imagination that impacts one's life. I believe I can speak for all clients. Thank you. Mark H. Photo. Mark is pictured sitting in front of a white curtain backdrop. He is wearing a blue-collared, long-sleeved shirt and jeans. His Leader Dog is a light yellow lab, and she is kissing him on the cheek. Mark is smiling with his eyes closed. Helping heroes who have helped us. Leader Dog's history of serving veterans dates back to the 1940s, when many soldiers lost their vision in World War II. We were proud to serve them then, and we are as proud to serve these heroes today. Veterans and first responders arrive at Leader Dog eager to regain their freedom to travel safely and independently. Here are just three of their stories. Justin Sutton, U.S. Army veteran. Like many young people do upon graduating high school, Justin Sutton had to decide his next move. "It was my first fork in the road as an adult," said Justin. He chose enlisting in the military and served 4 years as an administrative specialist in the U.S. Army. "In the military, I developed strength and the fortitude to continue despite hardship," said Justin. These traits served Justin well when he began losing his vision in 2013 due to complications from three rare autoimmune disorders. After getting orientation and mobility and living skills training through Veterans Affairs, VA, he decided he needed to get a guide dog. "Attending Leader Dog was one of my first steps toward independence," said Justin. After teaming up with his current Leader Dog, Pharaoh, Justin not only reclaimed his travel independence, he expanded it into a career as a paracyclist. Since 2018, when he began cycling, Justin has trained at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center in Colorado and earned gold in the tandem sprints and the 1K at the Paracycling Track Nationals in California this past September, along with his sighted teammate, Aaron Young. "We're hoping to travel to South America next year for the Pan American Games representing the Stars and Stripes," said Justin. Hoping to assist others as people have assisted him, Justin recently established the Justin Sutton Foundation, justinsutton.org, to help other blind and visually impaired athletes get the adaptive equipment necessary to continue participating in the sports they love. Quote, There are no stop signs in life, only speed bumps. Photo. Justin sits next to a yellow lab in harness and smiles. Justin is wearing a black hoodie and tinted glasses. Photo. Two men wearing black helmets, black spandex biking shorts, and white, green, and orange spandex shirts ride a red and yellow tandem bicycle on a wooden indoor track. Photo. Justin stands on a stage with several other people and his leader dog. Justin is wearing a red, white, and blue American flag shirt and wearing black spandex. His racing partner is wearing the same outfit. All are waving. Joe Ansman, paramedic. I was a paramedic for 23 years. I really like the excitement, the unexpected, said Joe Ansman. I'm most proud of delivering a baby. You get a little stork lapel pin that is pink or blue. I got pink. Though his peripheral vision was never great, Joe was surprised to learn he was legally blind during a routine eye exam. Because he still had good central vision, he didn't need to immediately stop doing the work he loved. But then he began having trouble starting IVs and was let go from his job. I became very depressed. I didn't know what I was going to do, said Joe. Joe visited 7 eye specialists before he was told his vision loss was due to retinitis pigmentosa, RP, and that he would likely lose his remaining central vision. That doctor also referred Joe to Vision Services in Ohio, where he lives, and told him about Leader Dog in case he was interested in a guide dog in the future. After receiving only 5 hours of orientation and mobility training from the Ohio agency, Joe applied to Leader Dog for O&M services because he didn't feel he traveled well enough to apply for a dog. One of my goals was to be confident traveling at night when I lose my remaining usable vision, which is about 5%, said Joe. I was nervous completing my night walk during training at Leader Dog, but I did it. I even crossed a busy street at night. Now Joe plans to continue developing his white cane travel skills to the point where he can get a Leader Dog and to return to school to get his insurance or tax certification. I want to protect people again, whether by helping them be insured against an accident or to make sure they get back their total refund on their taxes. Photo. Joe is pictured in a gray jacket, jeans, and a gray winter hat walking down a sidewalk with his white cane in front of him. There is a beautiful yellow and orange tree behind him and leaves scattered on the grass. Photo. Joe walks down another sidewalk in front of a house with his white cane. A vibrant red tree can be seen. Joe's certified orientation and mobility specialist, Tommy, walks backwards in front of him, assessing his travel. Tommy wears a red jacket, dark pants, glasses, and a red baseball cap. The ground is wet. Daniel Kramer, Leader Dog Lucy. U.S. Army veteran Daniel Kramer enlisted in the Army in 1966, planning to make the military his career. During his 12 years of service, he was stationed in South Korea and was a platoon sergeant in Vietnam. After receiving his second combat injury, he was moved to administrative work in the States, then to Germany. Everything I did in the military was absolutely fantastic, except for being stationed on the DMZ area in Vietnam and South Korea, because you'd get shot at sometimes, said Daniel. Daniel's military career was cut short when he was diagnosed with Ehlers disease, a rare disorder that affects the veins in the retina. After leaving the service, he worked for the VA in dietary services before being medically resigned due to his vision in his late 30s. At first, I wasn't too sure about getting a guide dog, said Daniel, but my friend Walt had been blind for 25 years and he went to Leader Dog for all his dogs, so I went to Leader Dog too. I remember when my first dog, Andy, a chocolate Labrador, and I went through a walk through Stony Creek Park. He kept walking and walking and took me about 8 miles. He gained all my trust at that time. I was skeptical when I first went to Leader Dog, but it makes you so much more independent. My daughter-in-law couldn't believe that my last dog, Tucker, and I could easily cross a 6-lane road to get to the store. You gain so much independence and knowledge going to LeaderDog that it makes your everyday life so much more normal, said Daniel. Normal, from a man who has traveled to all 50 states and 31 countries and bravely served our country. That says a lot. Photo. Three photos of Daniel from the service are shown. They are pretty blurry and antique colored. In the first one, he is standing next to another soldier in uniform. They are wearing helmets, and you can see his gun. In the second one, he's standing next to a truck. In the third, you can just make out a vague figure in front of a helicopter. Photo. A gray-haired man with a button-down blue and white shirt sits next to a black lab in harness. Caption. Daniel with LD Lucy, who he teamed up with in 2017. Callout box. We are grateful to the entire LeaderDog community for supporting us so we can continue to serve veterans and first responders into the future. Foundation highlight. Gary Sinise Foundation puts our defenders and first responders first. Earlier this year, the Gary Sinise Foundation, or GSF, reached out to us to begin a partnership that would both support ongoing guide dog and O&M programs for clients and raise future heroes with four paws. Their $350,000 grant presented GSF with the opportunity to name seven future leader dogs. Two of the puppies, Labrador Retriever siblings named Forrest and Jenny, have already started their leader dog journey. These adorable puppies will help draw attention to the challenges faced by first responders and U.S. veterans experiencing sight loss. Gary Sinise, an actor and advocate for serving those who serve, established the Gary Sinise Foundation in 2011 with the mission to serve our nation by honoring our defenders, veterans, first responders, their families, and those in need. They do this by creating and supporting unique programs designed to entertain, educate, inspire, strengthen, and build communities. The Gary Sinise Foundation is incredibly grateful for this new partnership with LeaderDog to support our nation's heroes, including those dealing with the challenges of sight loss or visual impairment. We are so excited to follow Forrest and Jenny's journey to become the newest LeaderDogs, as they help raise awareness of the free programs and training available to help these remarkable heroes be more independent and unstoppable, said Donna Palmer, Executive Director of the Gary Sinise Foundation. Callout box. Join us in following the adventures of future leader dogs Forrest and Jenny online at GarySiniseFoundation.org or LeaderDog.org or via social media on Facebook at Gary Sinise Foundation or at Leader Dogs for the Blind, Twitter at Gary Sinise Found or at Leader_Dog, Instagram at Gary Sinise Foundation or at Leader_Dog. Photo. A blonde woman stands in a black Gary Sinise Foundation t-shirt next to a man and two teenage boys, also in the same shirt. A younger boy wearing glasses and a white Gary Sinise Foundation t-shirt holds a yellow lab puppy in a blue Future Leader Dog bandana. Caption. Future Leader Dog Forest. Raisers. The Fisher family, including LDB Puppy Development Coordinator Laura Fisher, husband Paul Fisher, U.S. Army veteran, and sons Paul, Samuel, and Nathaniel. Photo. A gray-haired couple wearing glasses and black Gary Sinise Foundation t-shirts stand in the middle of three boys, two of which are wearing white GSF t-shirts. A woman and man stand on the outside, also wearing black GSF shirts. The woman in the middle holds a black puppy with a blue Future Leader Dog bandana on. The puppy is sniffing the hair of the little boy in front. Caption. Future Leader Dog Jenny. Raisers. The Gimble family, including puppy counselor Linda Gimble, husband Tony, and son, retired Air Force Technical Sergeant David P. Gimble, E-4B Flying Crew Chief. Puppy naming allows foundation donors to amplify and personalize their grant making. If you are interested in this opportunity, please contact Catherine Tuck, Director of Foundation Giving, at ktuck at leaderdog.org or 248-218-6431. Foundation Highlight, A.A. Van Elslander Foundation Grant. On the forefront of service delivery, LeaderDog includes Flex Delivery, which combines on-campus and in-home instruction for our guide dog and O&M services. In May, the A.A. Van Elslander Foundation acknowledged the value of this delivery method for our clients with a $45,000 grant. The foundation was established in 2016 by Mr. Art Van Elslander, one of Michigan's most respected businessmen and generous philanthropists. His commitment to helping others defines the foundation's philanthropic agenda of providing support to Michigan-based charities benefiting children, health, and human services. For more information, go to vanelslanderfoundation.org. LeaderDog is proud to be included in the foundation's grant making as we fulfill a unique space serving people who are blind while utilizing the greater Detroit area to train our guide dogs and clients. Any charitable foundation, fund, or trust willing to support LeaderDog's client-driven delivery of services in the way the A.A. Van Elslander Foundation has with this grant is welcome to contact Catherine Tuck, Director of Foundation Giving, at ktuck at leaderdog.org or 248-218-6431. Photo: a female client wearing a bright pink jacket and matching winter hat and blue jeans bends down to pet her LeaderDog at the edge of a curb. They are on a sidewalk and you can see beautiful fall leaves all around. Call-out box: mark your calendars. LeaderDog will be hosting a new event on January 22nd, the Frozen Paw 5K, in conjunction with the Fire and Ice Festival held in downtown Rochester. Visit leaderdog.org/frozen-paw-5K for more information. Photo: the Frozen Paw logo is shown. It's in black, white, and blue. A dog paw print is inside an ice cube with the words 2023 Leader Dogs for the Blind Frozen Paw 5K written underneath. In smaller letters under the logo is Presented by Trico text. Simple ways to make a big impact. Leaving a donation to Leader Dogs for the Blind in your will or trust is a very simple but impactful way to support the work we do and ensure our future. Another way to make a lasting difference is to designate Leader Dog as a beneficiary of your retirement plan, IRA, life insurance, or donor-advised fund. To find out more about donating these types of assets or joining our Legacy Society, please contact Laura Cabarrios, Director of Personal and Planned Giving, at 248-650-7109 or laura.cabarrios@leaderdog.org. New Legacy Society members: anonymous. Carrie and Deborah McKnight. Jan A. Pengrazi. Photo: a young brunette-haired man wearing dark sunglasses, a gray jacket, jeans, and a black backpack squats down facing a yellow lab in harness. A grassy background and sidewalk is faded out and the words, "You are invited to join the Leader Dogs for the Blind Legacy Society," is written in gold and green ink in the upper left corner of the photo. Giving ideas. Last-minute gift ideas. Can you answer yes to any of these questions? Are you a last-minute shopper? Do you have a hard-to-buy-for person on your gift list who already has everything they need? Do you want to give a gift that does double duty? Leader Dogs for the Blind is here to help. We offer a variety of ways for you to check people off your gift list and make a positive impact on our clients at the same time. Shop. Pick up a last-minute gift or gifts from our online gift shop. Whether shopping for an LDB supporter, dog lover, or your favorite canine, there's something for everyone. Photos. A young boy wearing a Leader Dog baseball cap and Leader Dog dark blue shirt with orange logo holds a stuffed yellow Labrador puppy. The second photo is of blue, orange, and greenish-yellow Quizzle toys. The third photo is a black pullover hoodie with colored writing that says LDB on the front and Leader Dog down the arm. Gift and experience. Gift tickets to Dinner in the Dark coming March 10th, 2023 at the MGM Grand Detroit and give someone an immersive Leader Dog experience. Photo. The black and white Dinner in the Dark logo is shown. It's round like a plate and reads, Leader Dogs for the Blind Dinner in the Dark, presented by AAA. Purchase the registration fee for someone to join you for the first ever Frozen Paw 5K on January 22, 2023 in Rochester, Michigan. Photo. The Frozen Paw 5K logo is shown. Sponsor a puppy. Symbolically sponsor a future Leader Dog to help build the foundation for future puppies and their guide dog careers. Includes an adorable plush puppy to commemorate your donation. Photos. A young black lab is pictured outside the puppy area, sitting on a green and yellow baby slide. He's wearing a blue future Leader Dog bandana. The second photo is of a plush black lab stuffed animal with a blue bandana. Make an honor or tribute donation. Make a donation, amount of your choosing, in honor of someone special, and we'll send them a card notifying them of your gift. Photo. The front of a holiday card is shown. There's a black lab riding in a toy red truck. He's wearing a blue future Leader Dog bandana and is in front of a pine tree. Some snowflakes are scattered about, and at the bottom, the card reads, May your home be filled with warmth and wonder. Purchase a brick with your personalized inscription to be placed on our campus, available for $250 or $500, and your honorees receive a keepsake mini brick bearing the same inscription. Photo. Several bricks are shown, which are terracotta colored with three lines of black text. As with all donations to Leader Dog, a 501c3 organization, your donation is 100% tax deductible to the extent provided by law. Visit leaderdog.org/ways-to-give/holiday-giving-ideas to start or finish your holiday shopping now. Happy shopping! Board Member Focus, Kim Gorman. From her first experiences watching our dogs training with their human partners in downtown Rochester, Kim Gorman understood the awesome opportunity for independence and companionship that partnership with a guide dog affords our clients. Kim personally has a strong bond with a special animal, her horse Mac, who she competed with in top-level shows before he lost his sight 2 years ago. To achieve their success, they had to build a partnership that included understanding and trusting each other. I believe the partnerships our clients have with their Leader Dogs are similar, said Kim. In 2015, when asked to join our Board of Trustees, Kim gladly accepted, bringing an extensive banking background with her. Her decades-long career brought her to Wells Fargo in 2007, where she was recently named Managing Director and Michigan Marketing Executive. Kim is very active with LDB, currently serving as Board Vice Chair and Governance Committee Chair, and previously as Board Treasurer and Finance Committee Chair. Her support goes beyond the boardroom, as Kim attends many LDB events, including Dinner in the Dark, Bark and Brew, and our past fundraiser, Double Dog Dare, where she rappelled down a 15-story building. We thank Kim for her service and her continued support of the Leader Dog mission. My mom suffered from macular degeneration. As a very independent person, she never stopped despite her vision issues. I want to encourage others to utilize their tools and those of Leader Dog to help others reach their full independence. My experience with my horse, which I still ride several times a week, has proven to me that challenges with sight do not have to limit your ability to enjoy life or limit your potential. Kim. Photo. Kim is pictured in a burgundy blouse with a long-sleeved beige sweater, open in the front, and black slacks. She's standing next to a gray-haired man wearing a gray suit jacket, button-down blue and white shirt, and dark slacks. A yellow Labrador sits in front of them. Caption: pictured with her husband, Richard, at our 2020 Dinner in the Dark. Mission moment. Cody has a huge personality. He works, plays, and sleeps hard. With him, I can go faster, more at my normal pace, which is go, go, go. Former EMT firefighter Nick Y and LD Cody. Photo. Nick is pictured in a black button-down shirt and jeans. She has short dark hair and dark tattoos down her arm. Nick's left arm is wrapped around her black Labrador in harness next to her. Donor highlight, honoring her family with her gifts. When a person reaches the point in life where they have the means to donate to a charity or nonprofit, they often reflect on their past to choose an organization that has meaning to them. This was true for Ruby, a 99-year-old leader dog supporter from Northern Michigan. Ruby knew a boy in her childhood who lost his sight from a head injury, but never let it hinder his independence. She remains impressed by his perseverance to this day. Another memory that endures with Ruby is a trip she and her mother took in the 1940s to visit friends in Rochester, Michigan. When there, she was excited to watch teams of LDB clients with their new leader dogs training throughout town. Even though she was just in her 20s, Ruby decided that if she ever had money to donate, it would go to leader dog. Ruby wanted to make a donation in memory of two very important people in her life, her husband, William, and her son, Dennis. William received two Purple Hearts for injuries sustained while serving in the Army during World War II. Dennis was a veterinarian who dedicated his life to helping animals. Ruby wanted to honor her family by supporting an organization that helped veterans through the use of animals. She contacted Veterans Affairs, VA, for ideas, and by chance was told that Leader Dogs for the Blind met her criteria. A few years ago, Ruby visited Leader Dogs campus and decided to make a donation that would support a veteran being paired with a leader dog. A plaque honoring her donation and the memories of William and Dennis now hangs in the Canine Development Center. Call-out box. If you would like information on how to make your own gift to help us make more people unstoppable, please visit our website at leaderdog.planmygift.org or contact Laura Cabarrios at 248-650-7109 or laura.cabarrios@leaderdog.org. Photo. A dark-haired young man smiles. He is wearing a gray polo with a burgundy collar. Caption. Ruby's son, Dennis. Photo. A black and white photo of an older gentleman standing in a white t-shirt and dark pants, holding a large fish with his right hand. He is wearing a baseball cap and standing in front of some trees. Caption: Husband, William. Photo: A gray-haired woman stands behind a white frosted cake with gold candles in the shape of 99 on top. She is wearing a white t-shirt with black trees on it. Caption: Ruby celebrating her 99th birthday. Photo: A black and white photo of a young woman in a light-colored dress smiling and holding hands with a young man in a button-down long-sleeved shirt. Caption: Young Ruby and husband William. Building support over the years. Beginning as a dependable vendor providing the high-quality leather used in our harnesses, leashes, and collars, Coastal Pet Products has made gifts to Leader Dog that this year have eclipsed a total of $200,000. Two fun ways they are now supporting us are holding a version of our Bark and Brew 5K local at their headquarters in Alliance, Ohio. They raised $15,000 in 2022, just the second year of the event. Committing to a $25,000 puppy sponsorship that includes a Coastal employee raising the puppy so the entire organization can follow its progress. It's through expanding partnerships like this that LeaderDog will be able to continue providing our much-needed services for years to come. Callout Box. When I approach a company about becoming an LDB corporate partner, they are often unfamiliar with LeaderDog and have only a rudimentary understanding of what a guide dog does. After explaining the importance of all the services that we provide for free to people who are blind, it kindles their interest in supporting LeaderDog, our clients, and our canines. Dave Ban, Manager of Corporate Engagement. Callout Box. Interested in partnering with LeaderDog? Contact Dave Ban, Director of Corporate Relations, at dave.ban@leaderdog.org or 248-218-6318. Purina Pro Plan team visits campus. For over 40 years, we've fed our dogs Purina products. Originally, we fed dog chow, said Dr. Dave Smith, LDB Director of Canine Health. Then we switched to Pro Plan about 20 years ago to provide our dogs with food that would keep them in better condition and be more palatable and digestible. So, when a 16-person contingent from Purina visited in October, we were determined to give them the full LeaderDog experience. The jam-packed day included meetings with our canine care, puppy care, breeding, and veterinary teams to learn about the unique nutritional needs of our dogs throughout their life cycle. Our training team provided an overview of an average day for dogs in training and led everyone on a dog walk under blindfold. To make the day fully immersive, the Purina team ate dinner while blindfolded, a mini dinner in the dark, led by LDB client Jeff Hawkins. The experience prompted questions concerning everyday hurdles for people who are blind. At the end of the day, Purina team member Jim Balicki stated that his experience at LeaderDog was one of the top five best moments of his 17-year Purina career. A big thank you goes out to Purina for donating ProPlan and ProPlan veterinary diets for our puppies being raised in prison facilities and for our dogs on campus. A special thank you for their donations of Fortiflora, a probiotic that provides dietary management while promoting a strong immune system. Thank you so much for hosting us. I've gotten numerous notes from attendees that the visit truly changed their perspective in more ways than just related to our work. That's powerful. Kristen Beckerly, Senior Brand Manager, ProPlan Brand. Photo. GDMI David Lachlan leads a Purina team member on a blindfold walk. The blindfolded woman stands behind a construction barrier with a yellow lab in harness at her side. Lions Club Connection. Lions experience LeaderDog. In every LeaderDog lies the heart of a lion, a LeaderDog partner since 1939. One of the highlights of our year is hosting summer visits for Lions leadership and top dog clubs, clubs donating at least $5,000. We welcomed this group back to campus after 2 years of holding the event virtually. The day-long immersion into LeaderDog included a campus tour, blindfold walks with a canine ambassador and or a white cane, and a dinner in the dark narrated by a LeaderDog client. The team at LeaderDog is always excited to welcome Lions from across the U.S. to campus. In 2023, we will offer tour experience days that will include a campus tour, blindfolded travel experiences with a dog and or white cane, and the opportunity to meet an LDB client to hear firsthand how being a lion impacts the lives of people in your community and across the U.S. More information will be posted on leaderdog.org in the Lions Clubs section as dates open. To get your name on the list to receive information about the Lions Tour experience, email us at lionssupport@leaderdog.org or call us at 888-777-5332, then dial 8. Photo. A group of 8 Lions Club members gather in front of a white backdrop with blue and green LeaderDog logos. They are all wearing various colored shirts with the Lions logo and are holding stuffed LeaderDog puppies. A simple connection equals a large donation. An interesting thing can happen when a leader dog client returns home with their new skills and improved ability to travel safely. Their family and friends decide they'd like to give back to LDB as a thank you. Giving back can take many forms: volunteering to raise a puppy or host a breeding stock dog, or making a one-time or recurring donation are just a few. This is always greatly appreciated but never required. Recently, when Arabella Jones returned home with leader dog Ayla by her side, her father, Steve, noticed her improved travel skills and increased confidence. He wanted to do something for LDB in return, so he nominated us to be the charity of choice for the VFW Post 494 Annual Golf Outing and Pig Roast Fundraiser in Crystal, Minnesota. Leader dog was chosen, resulting in a $30,000 plus donation. Arabella and LD Ayla attended the fundraiser along with LDB client Daniel Kalis and his leader dog, Mocha. They shared stories about their leader dog experiences and provided some insight into blindness and how they tackle the sighted world every day. We thank everyone involved in this event for supporting leader dog, our clients, and our canines. If you're planning a fundraiser for leader dog, contact Stephen Moran, event manager, at stephen.moran@leaderdog.org or 248-659-5046 for some tips and ideas. Photo: a gray-haired man in tan clothing stands in the middle of two women. He holds the harness handle of a black lab. The woman on the right holds a check in her right hand and the harness handle of a black lab in her left. Caption: VFW member Daniel and Arabella at the golf outing. Dinner in the Dark. Tickets on sale now, Friday, March 10th, 2023. Please join us in person at MGM Grand Detroit. This year, Dinner in the Dark will be in person. Join us for an unforgettable evening in support of Leader Dogs for the Blind. Ticket prices: $125 supporter ticket, $225 VIP. For tickets or additional information, please visit leaderdog.org/dinner-in-the-dark. Leader Dogs for the Blind, 1039 South Rochester Road, Rochester Hills, Michigan, 48307-3115. Toll free, 888-777-5332. Phone, 248-651-9011. LeaderDog.org.